On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, is Lucy Hickmott.
The man leading a public inquiry into the NHS contaminated blood scandal has promised to put people at the centre of it.
You can be assured that although it will never be possible to hear orally from everyone who would wish to be heard, those affected and infected will come first and last in the inquiry.
Retired Judge Sir Brian Langstaff will hear evidence from around 2,500 people during hearings across the UK between now and October. Nearly 3,000 died after being infected with HIV or hepatitis C during the 1970s and 80s. One of them was Steve Diamond from Broadstairs. His wife Sue Gorman says she's determined to get answers after waiting for so many years.
There are people who actually do say, well, come on, it all happened so long ago, let it go. But it didn't happen a long time ago. It's happening now. It is constant. It is my premature widowhood. It's my friends who've grown up without their children.
The government's pledged more support for victims and their families.
KMFM News.
The jury at the trial of a man accused of murdering his homeless friend in Margate have retired to consider a verdict. A court heard 38-year-old Kevin Tridgell was strangled at Trevor Brazier's flat in Northdown Road in Cliftonville last June. The 49-year-old denies murder. A fresh criminal investigation's begun into the premature deaths of hundreds of people at Gosport War Memorial Hospital in Hampshire. Last year, an independent report found more than 450 patients over several years had their lives shortened after being given powerful painkillers. An elderly woman's been flown to a London hospital after being hit by a car near Tunbridge Wells. Police, paramedics and the air ambulance were called to Brenchley Road in Horsmonden just after nine this morning. We're told her injuries are potentially serious. More children than ever before are being kicked out of school in England for taking and selling drugs. Figures from research group Faultfast show a 57% rise in drug and alcohol-related exclusions in secondaries in the past 5 years. Many youngsters are sent to pupil referral units. This girl at one in East London says drugs are part of everyday school life.
When you walk into mainstream school, you can have a weapon on you, you can have drugs on you. You'd see students coming out all high, whatever.
And taking drugs. And what was the school's reaction to that?
The teachers are oblivious to the fact that it's going on.
One of Britain's biggest care home operators has revealed it's going into administration because of its huge debts. Four Seasons runs more than 250 sites, including some in Rochester and Darrenth, and employs 20,000 staff. The company insists the thousands of people it cares for won't be directly affected. A man accused of filming a burning cardboard model of Grenfell Tower has pleaded not guilty to two charges. The video sparked outrage when it was shared online last November. 46-year-old Paul Bassetti from South Norwood in southeast London will go on trial in July. Police investigating a fight that broke out in a McDonald's in Medway have arrested two men. Video was posted online showing three men attacking a security guard at the restaurant on Commercial Road in Strood in the early hours of Easter Saturday. A 23 and 24-year-old have been questioned by officers and released pending further inquiry. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see a picture of the damage caused by a fire inside a co-op near Sittingbourne. People living above the shop on the street in Upchurch had to be evacuated when it broke out at around 10 last night. Four fire engines were needed to put out the flames. No one was injured and an investigation's underway to work out how it started.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
It's feared a popular park in Kent could be hit by devastating flooding if defences aren't put in place. It's believed heavy rainfall could cause the lake at Moat Park in Maidstone to overflow into the nearby River Lenne and local homes. Now the council have put plans in place to try and prevent it, but there are concerns about how it could look. Here's Councillor Tony Harwood.
A profound hardening of a beautiful historic park with tons of concrete and huge steps, something you'd expect to find in a large municipal drinking water reservoir. And that's what this will look like when it's finished.
Some have branded it a waste of money, but the council say they'll push ahead with the plans. An army bomb squad's been called to Tunbridge Wells after an unexploded grenade were found. Part of St George's Park was cordoned off yesterday morning while a controlled explosion was carried out.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk. Your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and the Tottenham manager has channeled his inner Buzz Lightyear to motivate his players ahead of their Champions League semi-final. They face Ajax tonight in the first leg at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Mauricio Pochettino says he's told his team to settle your dreams on the infinity and beyond. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.